Share your thoughts and your feelings with me.
Good day to you.
Good day to you too. Am I speaking with whom?
And you are speaking with Jane.
Jane Tweed. And how would I know that?
You would not.
Well, it was an experience one time that you said you were not fast enough.
Yes. Well, this is truly I.
Well, it's been a short time since we've talked, and I thought that this one whom you're talking through needed a rest and needed some time to put things together in her own mind. She has a wish.
I know.
You know the wish?
Yes, I do.
What is that wish?
She made a request of me, and I would like to. I have an obligation to honor her request. I understand. She wished to know is she a problem?
No, she has no problem. No. She just ate breakfast, maybe.
She wished to know of my parents' homes.
Yeah, she would like to know. Well, let me ask you this, Jane. She has had a dream of a house for many, many years. And what she wants to know, whether this house that she has dreamed of is the same, or would it be the same house that Jane Tweed's parents were?
She asked if I would tell her of the house, the appearance.
Yes, the inside. She's mostly interested in the furniture and the things on the inside.
I will do that. I will do that now if that would suit you.
It would suit me and it would suit her very much. This has been in her mind for a long time. She's been asking me to ask you to describe that house.
Yes, well, I knew of her desire. Yes, I would be pleased to do that. I am not sure exactly what it is she wants to know. As I recall, I will tell of the house the last I saw of it when I went there.
I think what she would like to know is to describe the furniture as you saw when the parents lived there.
Not as it was when they went there after their death.
I'm not sure. She's interested in this. Let me rephrase this again.
It was the same furniture.
That's what she wants to know.
With some small changes since when I had lived there. Very well. As you, I think I did on one occasion describe the outside.
Yes, yes, you described the outside briefly, and you've described the inside very briefly. Insofar as that there was a stairway going up, but that didn't seem to be enough. What she was interested in was the pictures, the furniture,
that
carpeting.
Is true. Yes, as you enter from the front, the stairway to the upstairs is almost directly in front of the door, slightly to the left. And if you pass in front of the stairway to your left, there, the parlor is there. I noticed that they had, there was a new, well, not new, but new to me, a stove in the parlor that had not been there when I lived there. And so that was a new, I think it was for coal, because I noticed it had a clinker grate. That was on the wall opposite the door. There is a sofa there. My mother's piano is on the wall to the right, and there are some family pictures on the piano. A rocking chair to the left of the door. And two tables. One round table, one sort of square, and with with lamps. If you proceed to the right of the stairway, there is a the dining room. Directly ahead, past the stairs, there is a room behind the parlor, which could have been used as a back parlor. It is simply storage, and always has been since my parents lived there. And there is a door to the kitchen from the hall there. The dining room, there is a large oval table and chairs. There is a rug under the table. I don't know. Do you know how much description she wants to know? Is this sufficient?
Well, maybe I can ask a few more questions and then you may be able to. Could you describe the kitchen more clearly? Did you have running water or did you
have... No. Well, there is a pump on the sink. A pump.
Mm-hmm.
If you go from the dining room, there is a sideboard there on the wall between the dining room and the kitchen.
Now, what's a sideboard? I'm not familiar with that in this
well,
time.
Well, it is a... can store dishes. Mama stored her good dishes and with a flat surface on the top that could where you can put serving dishes if necessary. And there at the back of it you'd have a rather high back and mirrors in some places.
Could you describe the stove that you had in the living room? Let me explain. The parlor, sorry.
Oh, it simply was a heating, a stove for heating. When I lived there, they had none, and it was always cold there. Huh? We spent our evenings in the dining area. The heat from the kitchen stove would heat that sufficiently.
What did you use in the stove in the parlor to heat? Did you use coal, wood, oil, or kerosene?
They burned coal, apparently. It was not there when I lived there. But I looked at it because it was new to me.
Could you remember?
And it must have been for burning coal. It looked as if they had burnt coal, and there's a clinker grate. Other than that, it is an ordinary stove.
Could you see who manufactured that stove?
Oh, yes, I think it was an Arcand stove.
Arcand?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. I did look at it.
Cool.
It was not new. I don't know when my parents purchased that.
Could you look at the piano and who manufactured the piano? Was it an upright or a grand piano?
It had a high back. I don't... I am not there, you understand. I am simply remembering.
Yes, I appreciate
it. I don't remember who...
That's okay, Jane. Perhaps this would be very helpful to her to know a little more maybe the content of the pictures that were there.
And,
as much as you can.
Few pictures. My mama did not hold with many... Pictures that would be there would have been of family members, or perhaps she had one, a bouquet of flowers above the sofa, but I think that was all except for the pictures on the piano. That was family and friends of different ones. There was a picture of me as a small child that someone had.
Can you describe that picture to me? It'd be nice to know.
Someone drew, drew a picture of me. I'm not certain. How old I was, perhaps, I don't recall it being done, but I was, apparently about 4 years old, perhaps.
Yeah, that's all right. So as you look around the house now, then as best you can recall, could you recall the color, or was there wallpaper on the walls, or was it painted, or was it...
There was a wall covering. the design, it was the same. It had been there so long. And when I went back, it looked very bad. It should have been renewed, but they had not. In the hall, in the dining area, it was, I don't know what you, how you would describe the pattern, but it was a light brown on a lighter a sort of cream color background with what had been, I know, some green on the pattern, but the green no longer showed. It had faded.
You mentioned there were lamps on a table. Were they electric lamps? Or?
Oh, no. They have no electricity. We burnt coal oil.
Coal oil?
Yeah.
Would you call it kerosene?
Yes, it is the same.
Same.
And I don't know how else to describe them. They were, except one was the same lamp that I had recalled when I lived there. Another was different. Mm. The kind with the flat wicks, Mama would never allow us to use the round kind. She said they hurt your eyes. I think that is true.
Well, Jane, I remember that in my life when I was younger. I too used kerosene coal oil lamps with the flat wicks. With a glass globe that fit over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some were fancy, some were plain. And it had a little globe on the bottom that would hold the oil.
Yeah.
And then the capillary effect would bring the oil up.
You did not have electricity. They did not.
They had electricity when I was younger, but we lived far out in the country, and it took a great deal of effort to put the wires to the house, you see. I too had a pump in my kitchen, so we're not too far apart.
Yeah. Perhaps we should proceed upstairs.
Yes.
There was a wood banister. There's no. There was a small, very small rug in the parlor and one in the
Jane,
dining area. Yes.
As you proceed through the house, and as you can recall, perhaps you can recall a calendar or a newspaper or something of that nature. If you don't, it's okay. Just only perhaps if you could see something that would give us an indication of the date and time of that. As you're describing it?
I am describing it as I saw it. I am not any day.
Yes, I realize that.
I am describing it as I recall the house when I returned after my parents' death.
Oh.
Very similar to when I lived there, as I say, some small changes, but they had not done the needed repairs and such as the wallpaper should have been renewed, and they had never done that, and it looked much shabbier than when I had lived there.
Then no one was living there at the time then? Was the house empty that you can recall?
Yes. No one was living there. It had been closed for some months. And was dirty.
So you were walking up the banister, and there's a wood banister.
Upstairs, as you come to, it is a broad landing, a broad hall. If as you come to the top of the stairs, there is a stove which serves to heat both of the bedrooms. And on each side, there is the door to the bedroom. My room was to the left, and my parents' room was to the right. Behind, if you continue up the stairs and go past my bedroom door, there is a window behind you, and that was one of my favorite places to be, because we had a nice rug and a chair there, and the sun would come in through that window in the afternoon, and it was a pleasant place to read or to be. There is no attic. There are two small rooms behind each bedroom. The doors are from the hall, and these were used to store things. There is a small, rather small bit in my room. There is not much furniture upstairs. One window toward the side, one window in the back of the house. The same in my parents' room. Although their room is slightly larger, the storage room is not as large on that side of the house. I don't know why.
Did your house have a cellar to it?
Very, very small, and there was no, you could only get to it from the outside. There was a door from the kitchen and a small stoop, a wood box next to the stoop. When I lived in the house, we burnt only wood. So the coal stove, that is, was a new thing.
That was something modern then at that time.
And the cellar door was next to that. Just a root cellar, very small compared to some I have seen. The convenience was out away from the house. If you proceeded out the back door, it was to your left.
When you say the convenience, what do you mean by that?
The privy.
Oh, I see, okay. Because in our terms at this time, we call it a toilet or a bathroom or something like that.
We have none in the house.
Yes.
Well, that is a nicer word for it.
We used to use, do you know Sears and Roebuck? It's a big firm. Or was it in existence then? Perhaps it wasn't.
Yes, I had... I've never dealt with them.
But they have catalogs, you know. They had these catalogs that they would put out. Do you know what I mean by a catalog?
A book.
Yes, yes. And we always have at this point in time, we joke at this point in time. Years ago, people had privies, and they used Sears catalog to clean themselves with.
Oh. Probably. Yes, many different things. Whatever we had available.
Yes, I can remember those days too. I think this would be very, very helpful to Anne, because she, I think you've described it so thoroughly and so wonderfully. I think she'll be very well pleased.
I know, she wanted to know.
Yes, and she wanted to know whether it's that, is that dream. Are you aware of her dreams? Are you aware of the dreams she has? She had this dream for 10 to 15 years, a persistent dream about this house.
Yes, it is the same house. Mm-hmm. That was because of me, that she was not aware of this.
Tell me, Jane, my nose is going to get long now, if you don't mind.
I know.
I may even grow a mustache.
I would be surprised if you had not.
I did have one when I was younger, but it didn't look too good. Mm. She is also inquisitive, not to the perhaps a degree that I am, but it's a mystery to her. How does Jane Tweed, and what part of her is part of Anne? What part of her, since this has existed before I met Anne, and I know her, this has existed, she said, about 10 to 12 years ago, and that you still have knowledge of this. What part is Jane Tweed with this person? What connection is there?
I told you that to do this speaking, I had a choice of whom. I had a choice myself. And what she has experienced, she does not recall all of it.
Mm.
Only the house.
Yes.
It was my effort to communicate with her and let her know of my desire to do this.
10 years ago?
I do not know in your time how long ago this was.
Well,
if you say 10 years, then that is...
Well, in your time would be like from 26 to 36, was 10 years has transpired.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that I do not reckon time now as you reckon time, and it is of no concern to me now.
Yes.
So I was not aware of your time passing. If you say, or she says, it has been that long, then it is how long it has been.
How do you reckon time, then?
I do not.
There is no time, then, in where you are?
It is unimportant.
Time is unimportant.
Yeah.
There's no reckoning of time, then, like we have a calendar and a clock and this.
No. You simply are each moment.
And that's what we might say, eternity?
You may call it that.
Do you mind if I proceed some questioning that I know you may be opposed to, but please do not get upset, understand?
I will not be upset. I may not answer.
Oh, that I understand. That I understand. You see, as I said before, we are explorers and researchers. And she told me a few days ago, in my reckoning of time, that when she enters this experience whereby either you come in or she goes out, I don't understand what happens here, but that she sees as if her body is moving and she moves into a light, and then she no longer hears my voice, and then Jane hears my voice, and she hears a sound such as a rushing sound, perhaps it's like having two seashells against the ears. The sound get louder and my voice, she, Anne, no longer hears my voice. And then there's a period of time by which you and I communicate, Jane, and then somehow, which I don't understand, and since I'm doing it with her, I want to be sure that it is safe to continue such a thing, and that it would be no harm to her. Above all, I want you to want
there them. Is no harm to her. That is part of my responsibility to see that there is no harm to her.
But please understand, Jane, that is also part of our responsibility. That what
I understand, but you must be assured that you and I share the same, then, because I am charged with that.
Yes.
Obligation.
To do no harm.
That is true. If she is willing to let this happen, then I must see that she does not suffer because of it.
Yes.
Oh, I do know. She has some pain.
Yes, the last
that,
time.
That will not hurt her. It is discomfort only, and
I think perhaps
she made much of that.
Yes, well, it's you must understand that she is a very sensitive human being, and I also am very sensitive that under no circumstances, as I suppose you heard my prayer, when I prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God, that what transpired.
No, I did not.
Well, my prayer is always this, before things, that we do these things, and I pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit and God, that what is done here, that is done by His permission and His permission alone, that if it should not be according to His permission, that is the Holy Spirit and God, the creator of all things, then this should cease to exist, because I don't know.
That is good that you do that.
Yes.
Yes, I understand your belief, and I understand your concern also, because you are her friend and you wish her to come to no harm.
Right.
But I wish her to come to no harm also.
Oh, I believe that. Otherwise, I don't think I'd be conversing you with it at this moment. If I thought there was any danger and harm.
No.
I would be unwilling to do this. You see what I mean? No. Whether it's harm spiritually, or whether it's harm to her physical body, I would cease to do this immediately.
She does not understand what happened.
I'll tell you, Jean, let me clue you in on something. I don't understand what happens either. This is why we are doing this, to understand. I think in the Bible, Solomon said, above all, man must get his knowledge and understanding. And this is our search and our exploration, to have more understanding of the human being, of ourselves, of God, and nature. So this seems to be perplexing here. If it's possible for you, Jane, to answer this question, please understand I will not be offended in any way.
The question is...
Is this, that as I started before, mm-hmm. that there is, she experiences, I'm talking about Anne now, she experiences a process of being as if it was sort of in a tunnel or confined, and her body begins to move and it moves toward the light. And she hears a sound before this entering into this light. And then Anne no longer hears my voice, and when I talk to you, she's wondering, and I am wondering for that matter, is this similar to a natural sleep? Is it similar to a dream? Is it similar to, where does Anne go at this point in time? And is there any danger to where she goes? Or anything of this that you can enlighten me that's permissible for you to do so?
I am not certain that I know how to speak of all of that.
Oh, that's all right. I understand.
To you. She is in no danger. She is. Now, you must understand that in order to do this, I must have help also. And those that are helping me are helping her.
And do they help me also?
No, because you are only required to be here and to listen and have conversation.
Yes.
But she must, she is well taken care of.
May I ask you this? Who is taking care of? Are you permissible to say this?
I don't believe so.
That's all right.
I will inquire if I may speak more of this.
Yes.
And tell you of that another time. I do not understand the... What did you say?
Process. Yes.
Entirely. I only know that it happens. And what I must do, my part, is what I understand, and as soon as I know that she has gone, I must be there. That is what happened one other time. I was not ready. And I must prepare myself to do this.
Yes. Where she is now, is she comfortable? And is there any danger whatsoever where she is now?
Danger? No.
To her, to her spirit, to her soul?
No, she is perfectly happy, and it is to be that way.
Yes.
So that she would not be inconvenienced in any way.
Well, that's very reassuring, because please understand, as Dr. Bauman, the physician, and as you call alienist, or we call psychiatrist, we are here to help people, and to under no circumstances do anything that would be harmful to the soul, the spirit, or the body.
Well, you do realize that you are not doing this.
I begin to assume this, that somehow at this point in time, it seems to me that I have very little control of what
is happening. You have no control. She does. She may choose not to do this.
If she were to choose right at this moment to come back, would there
be
any obstacles?
She would not do that.
She would not do that. But if she did choose, would there be any obstacles that would prevent her from
doing that? I don't believe that she would choose. At this point, she may choose before.
Mm-hmm.
If something were to happen, I said before, if I ask you, please call her back.
Yes.
She may come back without your assistance.
Mm-hmm.
However, it hastens.
It hastens, yes.
If you would
by support.
Call her, she wishes to come to you.
Yes.
If you call her.
Yes.
You see, but if you call her now, she will not hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to, for whatever reason, as you had some situation there, if I were to wish to leave, then you may hasten her return.
Yes. Then I would assume here, then in all reality, then you are, and whoever is helping you then is in complete control, and I'm only as a bystander. Let me say, Jane, the reason I'm inquiring this with a longer nose today is because for my own reassurance of safety, that under no circumstances that whatever is happening here that I'm contributing to, that would be harmful to us at all.
Yes, you feel responsible, and in some way you are, because of your, if it were not for your knowledge, she would not have been in this situation to begin with.
Let me ask you, Jane, in your, where you are, I'm sure you must have more wisdom in these things and knowledge than I do. Is this knowledge that I'm obtaining by talking to you and by experiencing this experience, is this knowledge beneficial to me? Is it knowledge that God would want me to know? And if possible, for what purpose then is all this happening?
I may not speak for our Creator.
Oh, of course not.
I only have faith that those who help me are with Him, and that is my belief. That is my certainty. Now, as to whether this is of benefit to you, I do not know. As with any experience, it depends on how you use it.
I come to this conclusion here. In fact, very, very recently, like a few hours ago, that it seems to be that where the Lord is and where Christ is, that there is complete liberty of choice. And it's what you choose that matters. And perhaps God has chosen this in His infinite wisdom. I feel like a little infant, like a tiny little child in relationship to the Creator. And I certainly wouldn't want to even think in my wildest thoughts.
You are as am I.
Yes. And to think in my wildest things, to think that I should know what my Father wants for me would be kind of a ridiculous thing to even contemplate. I have faith in my Father in heaven, in Christ, that He knows what is good for me, and He knows how to feed me better than I will ever know. And that is my faith and my trust. You see, and then therefore I want to choose wisely to be able to rely upon that faith that I have in most of my life, in all of my life. Once in a while I may take human thought to disrupt my belief in the Lord. I'm only saying this so that you too may understand me better, as I'm trying to understand you better and what all is happening here.
I believe I do understand you, and I do know you.
Do you know me? Is it through her, or do you know me from another?
Partly. I know because of what I have learned of you while I am here.
Have you learned partly of me from another source other than here? You may not answer that. Please understand, I'm not going to feel offended if you don't answer these questions. There's my curiosity. Perhaps my curiosity isn't good for me. I don't know that either.
Oh,
I feel compelled.
I would not attempt to tell you. You must not be curious.
No, I feel compelled. Let me put it this way. These things are happening to us here at this time, to me, to Dr. Bauman, to Howard Ford, and to other people who are involved is this. We haven't searched it out. For some reason it seems to come to us, and we are obligated to help people. If this is going to help people, if it's going to help God's children, then I think it is my obligation and my want to do the Father's will. You see, and
but you must determine for yourself what His will truly is.
How does one discern this? My belief is we have the New Testament, and we have the Word of Christ in God, and this is my you might say book or my guide to direct me into what is and what is not right.
That is a good source. However, it may not tell you every step to take. That is still something you must decide. Every day you must decide.
Every hour?
Every hour.
So then it's telling me again that God has given me that right to choose. And I have to be very careful as to my choice.
Oh yes, you must. But I recall what it was like. I spent many days never thinking of what I was doing. And without do you understand? Doing without truly thinking. Mm-hmm. Of the consequences, because it seemed perhaps the easiest of whatever.
And this once we had it recorded. And then
the doctor.
Yes, the doctor. I'm speaking about my very close friend, the doctor, and how it followed me.
Yes, that.
It gives him the privilege, not privilege, but the ability to listen to what transpires here between you and I.
I understand why you must have that. And I think this thing is also, and it is well that she knows what we say.
Yes. Is there, let me ask you this from your vantage point, that do we have an inner voice or an inner guide, an inner intuition, we might say, that would come from God, that we need to guide us more than our own thoughts and our own mind? Since I feel so helpless at times as a human being to have to think about every step I take, and sometimes we want to have just an ultimate faith in the Lord and say, Lord, do it for me, and place myself in His hands.
Sometimes we may do that, but we must also do for ourselves, and He requires us at times to make those choices. We will not always do it for Him.
There are some things, again, that are impossible for a human being to accomplish.
Oh, of course, that is true. That is not what I meant. I mean, the choices you must make.
I realize it must be that way because the Lord said that. Where the Lord is, there is liberty and freedom of choice. And I thank God it is that way, because I don't think I'd want to be manipulated every inch of the way. Then I would become a, you wouldn't understand the word I mean by robot, but I would become a machine in a sense. And I would lose my humanness if I'd lost the ability to make a choice. So it's a very uplifting thing to my heart and soul to know that that the Creator gave me that ability to make a choice. But sometimes, are we chosen for certain tasks or certain purposes that we must fulfill even beyond our wildest understanding?
What do you think?
Thanks a lot for putting it into my lap now. Well, I think yes. I think yes, and I think perhaps it's unknown to us.
If you think yes, then perhaps that is the way it is for you.
Jane, let me, instead of questioning you, let me say this as I talk with you now and we're freely expressing my deeper most beliefs and feelings, and I'm not afraid to express my feelings. I hide nothing. What can be hidden from God? Nothing can be hidden from God. I may hide from people. I'm sure that God, the Creator, knows all things. But perhaps there are some things that you could share with me, with permission of the Creator, permission of God, that would be more enlightening to me, to us, to understand this, what's happening, or anything else that you may want to share with me, that is permissible for you to do so. I'd rather be silent for a few moments of my time.
You wish me to give a discourse?
Yes, yes.
That is not my way. No, I understand why you and your friend, the doctor, are friends, because you like to go on and on. That is not my habit.
Yes.
And you, I may speak at length to answer a question, but I do not choose to go on.
All right, then let me ask a few questions.
I do not mind, but always be aware that I may not answer it.
Oh, that's understandable. Please, I wouldn't... let me put it this way.
I do not wish to be scolded for telling you something that I may not. And I must consult with those who know better than I, because I have no wish to put you in jeopardy by having knowledge of something you should not.
That I appreciate very much.
All right, so that is why I may not answer for your benefit and for my benefit.
Well, I feel like a little child, as I said before, maybe smaller than a little child in the face of God. And I don't think
an ant.
Pardon me?
An ant.
An ant. Well, even though, then I would appreciate to be an ant in God's house, and that would be okay. So I feel that the Father would not give me, and I appreciate that. I don't think, as I have four children, they're all grown now, and I don't think as a daddy would I want to give them chips of glass to play with just because they were shiny and nice, you know? And I don't think the Father...
That is very good.
Yeah, and I appreciate that the Father would not give me something that would be inappropriate to me, even though I may want it, and I may stomp and get angry and put up a tantrum because I don't get it. But I appreciate...
I hope you will not do that.
No, but I'm saying I can see my children at times would see little chips of glass because they shine, and they put up a tantrum because Daddy doesn't want to give it to them. So I think that the Father in His wisdom knows what's good for me, and I appreciate... his guidance and protection of me in that regard. So, but what he can release that we should know, I'm sure he will in time, as I believe, and I have much faith in that regard. May I ask you then a question? I'm lost for questions now. That's unusual.
I do not believe that. Let me say this to you. I know that what is happening to you and to her is a mystery to both of you. It is not so much a mystery to me. However, I do not understand all of it. But I accept that it is done, that it may be done. And I am attempting to learn my part of it.
Yes.
That is where I am. And it was allowed to happen, I thought, for my own benefit. I do believe now that that was not the only reason, because I have been requested to speak to you further, but with no guidance, very little guidance as to what I may say, and this is why I am not certain. But I do know that no harm is to come to anyone involved.
That's spiritually as well.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question, and it's a personal question. It's not something that you couldn't share with me. I shared with you my deeper beliefs in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Creator. Are you also of that same belief?
I believe I did tell you that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have
forgotten. Yes. From the time I was small, Mama had a faith. Papa, at least what I recall of him, had no faith in anything, God or man. He was bitter because of what his experience in his life had been, and seem to like no one and trust no one. And yet, that seemed to not affect me greatly. Papa and I did not understand each other well, and I did not like his manner of dealing with other human beings. He was something of a lick spittle. You do not know that word.
No.
A toady.
I don't know. What was the first word?
Lick spittle, do you know of to flatter?
Oh, I see, yes.
He would do that, but with no sincerity for his own purpose. Do you understand?
Yes.
That is a lick spittle. And would say whatever the person wanted to hear, or what he thought they wanted to hear, in order to gain his own end.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was very difficult to live with this kind of person.
Yes.
But Mama, so he had no faith, as far as I know. At least I never heard of it. But Mama did. And taught that to me, and as I went through my life, I often did not attend church, but I did have a belief that stayed with me, and I did try to treat other people well.
What was that belief?
I had a belief, I still do believe, that we were, and the world was created by God, and I believed in Christ, that He was the Son of God, and that He came to this world for us.
And you still believe that now?
I still believe that.
May I ask you some more questions again?
I would not know what to do if it were otherwise.
Okay. All right. You are someplace that perhaps I will never know, at least not at this point in time. And your parents are going on out of this world, out of the physical body as well. Are you aware of their place or of their existence? Have you been able to see or hear of them?
And Andy.
Also,
let me relate to you, which is what you wish, I guess, that I go on and on.
Yes.
I have inquired already that I may speak to you of some of this, because I know of your desire. Because of the manner of my death, I believe the distress was with me for a time. I cannot tell you what time in your time, but I do know that for a while I did not wish to leave the area. I wish to speak no more of my death.
No, please.
I will let that go.
Yes.
I have seen Andrew. He is not in the area that I am in at present, but I have seen him and Mama. I have not seen Papa. I have not inquired after him. I don't know where he is. Mama has not seen him, I did ask. However, you must realize that I know that Andrew is contented as I am. Happy, if you will.
Yes.
And mine. And I have seen my grandmother and my hardly knew as a small child because she died when I was very young, but I have seen her with Mama. And but I do not stay with them now.
Jane, it must be stressful for you to have to answer these questions. If it is...
No, I was just... I'm simply not sure that I may relate to you what I was about to...
Well, that's what I mean. It may be a stress to you. Let me share with you now for a moment. And yes. Again, you know I have to talk more than you do. let me share this. The reason of this inquisitiveness, that in this world at this time, the same thing is happening in many occasional events that is happening.
Same thing, what is this you speak?
Meaning that a person or personality would speak through another person as you are speaking through this one.
Yes.
And in many cases, voices come through, personalities come through that would deny Christ, that would deny God, and that would deny the existence of the Lord, and would disrupt and try to nullify the deeper spiritual beliefs of the Lord and the Bible. For this reason, I was questioning you as I am questioning you, because there's much of this going on throughout the world today. I don't want to mention names or anything because I don't want to give you an idea. What I would like to know is this. Are you aware of this happening? And from my concept, this is very evil. To me, this is perhaps arranged by the satanic elements who would disrupt and to deceive the true believers in Christ the Lord.
I have no knowledge of what may be. I do know that may be done, you see, as we are doing this also. I have no knowledge of what may be said if I am not involved. I do not know what is said, but it could very well be that some evil influence would do this, the same as we are. It could easily be done. It is easier than you might think. There seems to be no difficulty, but the person must be willing. I'm speaking of her willingness.
Yes.
But they may do this perhaps and not realize that there is an evil purpose that could be.
Yes, this is, see this, we've had this also experience where evil voices would come through as well. And there's many people, and books are written on it today, and many people are doing very similar process as we are here. But perhaps with a difference, because I hear you and you're not denying the Lord Jesus Christ and you believe in the Father.
No, and I will not.
No, yes. But there are voices that do come through people, human beings, through the body, in many areas who would deny Christ. They say that Jesus Christ is a myth and that it doesn't exist. And this is to me a very, very disturbing, and it hurts my deeper soul. I get sort of emotional about this. You have to forgive me for that.
I understand.
Because of
I truly do.
There's such a horror that would be perpetrated.
That will not happen here. She does not wish that to happen. And it may not be allowed.
Yes. Well, I'm very thankful of that, because it hurts me deeply, my soul, to know that this is going on and that the humanity is being deceived by these processes and are led to believe that these voices are coming from God and from the Lord. You see, this is a... So you, then you might not now understand more of my extreme caution and to do nothing.
I do understand and I appreciate it.
But do nothing that be contrary to Christ and God.
Well, for my part, I must be cautious also. As I told you, that is my obligation.
Yes.
And that one time when another spoke to you, now that is not an evil. But my charge is to prevent that. At this time, I am to speak to you alone, I alone.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that, and it's been very enlightening to us, and if this is God's will that He enlightens my soul and my mind through a method of this kind, then so long as it's according to His will, I'm willing. But if it was not according to His will, then I would be totally unwilling to continue this process or this type of a thing. So I thought I'd share with you my deepest feelings. You've shared with me so much of yourself and of your feelings, I thought it was only appropriate and proper for me to share my deeper beliefs with you.
There is something I would like to do before the conversation is over.
Yes.
I found it helpful to me to do this, and for a very brief time, I would like to see again. It helps me to...
I'll be finished here in a few minutes.
I don't
few
know
minutes.
If you will understand.
Snuggle a little bit.
Did you slap it for
you need a nap or anything?
Remind,
I need a nap.
To be reminded
get up
of...
There he is.
There's
more fresh air.
Lima beans and...
You can leave that over. Lima bean, okay. What are you working on, eh?
Sometimes I realize this.
And it is only for my benefit. It does not hurt her. I thought it might tire her, but it seems that it is only tiring to me because it does require an effort, but I found that it was a good experience to be reminded of that.
of the shackles that you
have.
You would
because
want
then I am very happy not to have that.
It reminds me how happy you will have what you don't have anymore. No, would you want it back again?
No.
So let me ask you this then. Have you ever heard the word or the term reincarnation? Some of these voices...
I think you should explain.
Reincarnation at this point in time is a strong belief throughout the world that a person comes back again into the body and lives over and over again until he learns a lesson.
You don't mean into the same body.
No, into another body, and then to relive over and over again on this earth.
Who has told you that?
Well, there has other sources have told us that. And
is this that evil that you spoke of?
I am not sure yet if it's evil or not. You see, it's still in a process of discernment.
Have you thought that that is what has happened with her?
With whom? No, not in the least. No.
No, because that is not true.
That doesn't exist then?
I
know it's not happening here now.
No, that I had not thought that you would.
Oh, no. To me, it doesn't seem possible.
I have never heard of that.
Well, there are voices in this world who are coming through people.
I don't believe that that is possible.
Who are saying that there are past lives, which means that a person lives and is born again into the physical body and has to live and die and born again.
That is poppycock. actually that.
That is Papita.
Yes. That perhaps that they wish to believe that, because I can see that then they may do as they like, because there is always more opportunity. You are aware that life does go on after the body is gone, and what we have not learned on earth we may learn after.
We leave the body.
Yes, we continue to
kind of
learn.
A progression then.
Yes, I believe that would
then
be
you yourself don't feel that you'd be born into another human body and to continue then.
No.
No. That doesn't happen then evidently.
I have not perhaps there are things that happen that I do not know of, but I don't believe that ever happened. As I said, there are many here, and those I have not asked that question. But I know of no one who has done such a thing, and I don't believe that would be permitted.
I don't believe it either, because according to the Bible,
you told me how many beings that live on the earth.
Yes, 4 billion.
At this time, and if all of those were a person who has come back to another, to live again in another body, there would be no one here.
There would be no one here?
Where I am, and there are many, many, many Aryans. I have no idea how many.
Or perhaps there would be no one here on earth, because who would want to come back to it?
That is probably the reason that it does not happen. After you leave, you do not want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
For more than a short time, as I have said.
Like you are now.
Yes, that is not the same thing.
Yeah, the theory
realize.
Is the theory of some belief, and I think it's very seductive to believe in, or to disbelieve in God, that it's mandatory, that it's required for a person to come back over and over again until they learn some kind of a lesson.
Oh, I think if that were true, I would know of that.
Yes.
Oh, you must learn. But not in that manner.
Yes, that's my belief, and that's for Christ said that your sins are forgiven, and then there'll be no reason to come back again to redo the sins to learn some kind of a lesson. At least from my opinion. I was wanted to know what your opinion and your feeling was on that, so I appreciate your answer. And would you want to open your eyes and
yes, I would like to do that.
Okay, and then we can call it a day after. Would you
call
like
it a day?
Well, we have this term to say that it would be time then to terminate or to stop.
I understand. Yes, and I would like to leave immediately after. Now, if you will be patient for one moment.
I will be. Yes, Jane. You recognize me, do you?
Yes.
This is my room. This is my office where I do help people. These are the recorder now is recording.
The rose.
Yes, I love roses. And the secretary who works with us here brings these lovely roses for us to share the nature. Even though we're confined in a little room here to help people. I have a little thing on the top of that box there which says, along the way, take time to smell the flowers. And we have a little plant there. And then these are metal objects that are made. That's an electric light that we talked about. And this is another.
It must be very nice to have those.
Yes, it is. And this is a telephone that we can call home. I can call my wife very easily. I'm married and I love my wife dearly. I can call her by just simply lifting it up and dialing a number and talk to her, and she can talk to me.
Are you reading any books?
Oh, yes. Many books. Many books. And this is an electric clock. Let me show you that electric clock. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. This is an electric clock here. See, that gives us time. And it changes in an automatic.
Yes, I was told of such.
You see, it'll change in a moment to 7, will change to an 8. This clock isn't operating quite properly. But it just does everything automatically. It gives us the time. And this reads off every 5 seconds.
Remember.
These are the.
You are concerned with time.
This is the little thing that all for an hour and a half is all recorded here in this little thing here. When we put this in the machine, we can play it all back again.
Let's see. Well, it looks. I think perhaps your world is not that different from what I'm in.
I think the very little difference.
What is that with the face?
Oh, let me tell you a little cute story. This, I have a daughter who's 23 years old. This is a little cup.
Oh.
With a face, and she says, I talk so much. And she gave me this to remind me to shut my mouth once in a while.
She knows you.
She knows me well, yes. So that was, I thought that was very
strange.
I keep this here to remind me. Every time I look at it, it says, Henry, shut up a little while.
Yes. You are very old. And my father was probably about a little.
I am 58 years old.
D.A. Papa was older than that. He's very old.
And this here is the thing that we talk into. We call it a microphone, and it records.
We must go back.
Yes, okay. Jane.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I want to thank you for being with me. And we'll speak again at another time.
Alright.
Touch you by the hand, and I'm going to have you them out of this mat lightly, very slowly this time. Very slowly, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. We'll be back here with Henry, April 26th, 1980. Southern California, the sun is shining brightly. All the discomfort that you had last time will not exist this time. One, you're slowly and gradually feeling complete intact, whole, complete synchrony between mind, thought, and body. Two, you will remain relaxed, you'll be able to cope with life more easier, be able to understand things better. Three, your thoughts are clearing, your mind is clearing. You feel lighter spirit, stronger faith in God. Four, peaceful within yourself. Five, waking up more slowly and gradually. Six, feeling a sense of harmony and warmth and health. Seven, eight, take your time. Totally intact and complete now. Nine. Ten, you'll be open your eyes, you're wide awake and alert. Wide awake and alert in every way. We still have a few minutes on here, so perhaps you'd want to share your experience, your feelings, and did you have a nice sleep?
Yeah, I felt so stiff.
Well, you sit in one position for so long.
So long.
So you're bound to...
How long is this?
How long did you think this was?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
It never seems very long to me. I don't know, it always seems like about maybe 15 minutes.
It's almost an hour and a half.
Oh, you went a long time.
Yeah, I put in a 90-minute tape this time.
Oh.
Well, I thought I wanted to cover many areas that... oh boy, that chair squeaks. I hope when somebody listens to the tapes, they won't think it's something else.
That was... I moved my arm down the steps because I just did that.
I was going to tape an interview. I think we'll bypass that today because it's really getting kind of late.
Okay, you got some anyway.
We've got...
yes, it is.
Yeah, and because I know you said you had some work too, and I got so much work on.
Okay.
So next time we'll take the other half hour on the other side of the tape.
Well, you have to tell me what happened.
Well, I'll let you listen to the description of the house. This is the very first thing.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
Good for her. Okay,
yes.
Good.
Let me ask you this while this is being taped. Did you, or can you remember, as you came back to yourself here, going through a noisy or a light or anything at all that you experienced? We know how you feel when you do going
through. I said to myself when we started that I would remember better coming back, but I don't. I know there's the noise. It's all I remember.
That's all you can remember is that noise, yeah.
I have some, I can't even say this time that I had any sensation of movement coming back, like I do. I don't know. The noise, the first thing I'm aware of.
Well, we wanted to go kind of slowly.
And then
she opened her eyes again. She wanted to open
her
eyes
again.
And I asked her. I asked her, and she says she wouldn't want to be shackled. She says, you have no idea how much freedom you have when you leave the body. She wouldn't want to come back.
Why did she?
Well, because it reminds her, gives her a reminder how wonderfully free she is. You'll enjoy listening to this tape. So let's cut this off. I'll play back the first side.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to,
hear
this description. Testing one, two. Okay. Thank you, man. We appreciate that.